For years, I was so fed up with shampoo, I just stopped washing my hair. I quit completely. I was so sick of poofy, frizzy, limp hair, distorting my natural oils. Until a few months ago, I found Modern Mammals, and it changed everything. And by the way, right now you can visit modernmammals.com and use code LSS for 10% off. So check that out. So look, I heard about this through the podcast, and before I agreed to advertise, they sent it to me, and I was reluctant. But let me tell you, I should not have been. This stuff is absolutely magical. My hair felt better, smelled way better, and most importantly, looked better. And I know it will do the same for you as well. It doesn't have those hair-ruining chemicals like other products, and it doesn't leave any leftover residues. It works. Don't believe me? Go read their awesome reviews online as well. Go to modernmammals.com and use code LSS for 10% off. Again, that's modernmammals.com for 10% off with promo code LSS. Don't forget to use our promo code LSS so they know we sent you.
Welcome back to the New Noise, where we dissect the new albums and singles and everything else coming out each and every week. I'm Wayne Campbell, and as always, here's my host, Garth.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Garth! You're Garth!
I'm Garth? Oh, okay. You know, I just want to comment today. Your shirt is absolutely beautiful.
You like this thing?
I do. I love Maroon 5. Something quite serious.
Yeah, I have a Maroon 5 shirt on right now. It's actually a tour shirt. Hang on, let me... I've never really looked at the back of it.
What does it say?
Maroon 5 North America Tour. I can't see the year it's behind your mic, but...
Hang on, I can move it.
Yeah, I still can't see the year. It's got a fold in it. Man, it's just hard. But it looks good.
Yeah. It's I got it at Value Village. It was like $6. So Canadian. That's like $4.50. Yeah, it's a great shirt. And Maroon 5 is pretty sick. They're pretty sick.
They're great.
They're pretty sick.
Oh, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I blamed the lateness on you, but it was all my fault.
You blamed it on me? I didn't even see.
I know, I totally threw you under the bus. I had to. And I was,
how'd you throw me under the bus?
I was like, he's not even defending himself. Wow. Just been a crazy, crazy busy day. And,
yeah,
that's it. No real excuse, but I am here. I am ready to party. I am very excited for this week. I know there's a lot of big records coming out. Interested to see how many you have in the order. And of course, we'll talk about last week's. There was some great, great music that came out last week as well.
Oh, yeah. You ready to get into that last week? Because I'm kind of ripping and raring.
Let's rear and rip.
I want to talk about that number one album we had last week.
Okay.
Genesis by Inferi.
Yep.
What a tech death masterclass.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It is crazy. I'll tell you, I listened to it. Man, I don't want to say anything negative about Inferi because they're a really good band and they're obviously like super, super talented. So I put on that record first and I was kind of listening to it and I don't know. It's not a super long record. It's only like 8 songs or something. But I, yeah,
but it's 40 minutes.
Yeah, I guess the full length record. And I don't know. I kind of was started to lose me a little bit. I got through the whole thing and I figured, okay, it's a pretty good record. Then I listened to the new Aborted record.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And
I loved them both.
I'm not saying the Inferi record is a bad record or anything, but the Aborted album spoke to me in such a cool way. I love how organic and real this record is. Mm-hmm. There aren't like too many, you know, production tricks or anything like that. It's kind of like, it sounds like this record could have been recorded 20 years ago, but in a good way.
Yeah.
And I really have enjoyed the new Aborted album, and I've listened to it a few times. And to me, like, if we're talking metal records from last week, I think I'm going to give it to Aborted.
Yeah, I really like that Aborted record too. It definitely had that kind of like more old school organic feel that really resonated like with the old school metalhead in me.
Yeah.
And Fairy album just like, it appealed to the super technical and like writing perspective that I like. And I don't know, I love both of them. Honestly, that entire last week, that like top four was too close to really call. And I think all of them could have been number one, right?
And for sure. And the number two album was the new album from Andrew WK, which,
dude,
I mean, the singles painted a certain album. The album was not really like that. Like
not at all.
The piano, like ballad parts mixed with like some kind of modern, almost indie rock was really like throwing me for a loop, but in such a good way. Like you can't define a genre for Andrew WK anymore. He's all over the map.
I think the closest I got to it was when I was listening to it, I was thinking, okay, this was the new Bo Burnham special. If instead of leaning towards pop, it leaned towards metal. And you have like less comedy, but like the depressing, serious like conversations that kind of happen on the record still there. And I absolutely love this thing. I think going back, this should have been number one.
Right.
Because it is just so well written from a lyric perspective, from an overall like album composition perspective. And I just love everything that happened with it.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Mike. And I've only listened to the record once and I was fucking running errands and I like missed parts and shit. I cannot wait to dive into this record with like sort of knowing what to expect, because if you go into this not knowing, it's kind of confusing, honestly.
It
like
is.
I wasn't ready for it, man. But that doesn't mean like it's bad and it's not bad. It's just, it's an album that I think might take me several listens to die. Maybe I'll never fully digest it, honestly, because there's just so much going on and so much diversity.
I had a similar thing. My first listen was around like lunchtime on Friday. And so I put it on right after I made lunch. So I was eating at the time and like browsing socials. And then at some point, like the mail got delivered. So I had to like pause that and open up some records. And then like just a bunch of stuff happened, all that fun stuff. Got in the way. But then like on Saturday I got around to it again and I just listened to it by itself and I didn't really do anything. I think I read my book and listened to it, and just completely different experience when you kind of like let it all wash over you. I'm not going to say it's a fun record by any means, but it is really, really well done and quite a good album.
Yeah, I totally agree. Anything else you want to talk about?
Of course.
Okay.
I mentioned our top four could have been number one.
Okay, Hot Milk.
And we've only talked about three albums. Hot Milk. This EP is just great. I am so excited for this band, and I want a full length now.
Yeah, need a full length. I mean, I almost like just don't even, like we've talked about them so much because, you know, all the singles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a 5-song EP. We heard three of the songs already. So I'm very much ready just to hear what they can do with a bigger space. And, you know, and the kind of peaks and valleys that the band might bring. Because obviously this band, we know they can write the bangers.
This was 5 straight up singles. Like these all could have been put out as a single for the EP, I think.
And like world class choruses. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these are choruses that sound like they're written by a team of the best songwriters in the world. They're that good. Which is really impressive for, you know, for a new ish band. And yeah, let's go with a full length. I can't wait to see, you know, what they do.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I mean, I think I saw on social media that they're writing, they're going to do one more EP before they do a full length. And I'm just like, come on,
right.
Give me like something more. Or I'm hoping maybe the EP takes a different take, right? Like we get into some slower, more emotional songs, a different song structure, something like that. But either way, I'm going to be excited for new material too. This band's just incredible and probably one of my favorite kind of quote unquote rookie bands at the moment.
I totally agree.
I don't even know if I can call them rookies anymore.
I totally agree. And just to touch on, I guess, the whole top six, because we're almost there. Mm-hmm. I think Hawthorne Heights put out an album with the biggest hooks they've ever written.
Yeah, it was really well written album.
I think that they are, it might be their best album. And the Sincere Engineer album, it just gave me everything I expected and more. Mm-hmm. And she's incredible. And actually I'm having a conversation with her tomorrow for the podcast. So
awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I love that record. It was just so emotional and just very, very personal.
Yeah.
What I got from them.
Yeah. And real, like, you know, it's so relatable. Exactly. So relatable. And she finds a way to like the most sort of mundane everyday life things. Mm-hmm. She manages to talk about them in like a cool way.
Yeah. I mean? It's like that comic when like it shows the person and they like, it's got the paper towel machine and they tear off one, or like they go to pull it and one of the corner tears and they're like, haha, minor inconvenience. And then the other corner tears and they're just like, my life is in shambles. Like, it's just the little things like that that can set you off sometimes. And she captured that so well on this record.
100%. Yeah. People don't sleep on that new Sincere Engineer album.
Oh yeah, so good.
All right.
I don't think I had any singles from last week I want to talk about.
No, I mean, I don't know if we talked about, like, obviously there was like the new singles from Bad Wolves, the new singer. I think
We talked about that.
I hadn't heard it yet. Mm-hmm. But that guy, man, I think he's more, his voice is more
it fits what they're trying to do better than Tommy Vex.
I think it's more accessible. Yeah. I think it's for the radio success they've had. I think this guy's better. I really dug the new Angels and Airwaves single. I know it's a different vein a little bit for them, but I really,
every single has been different from what I expect from Angels and Airwaves, except maybe like Rebel Girl, but like it's all super great.
New Ice Nine Kills single was a bit of a curveball too. I wasn't expecting.
Definitely the radio single. Yeah,
definitely different. And there was another.
I love the new Invent Animate single.
Oh, Invent Animate.
That was great.
And the new Starset single. I'm really surprised how kind of metalcore it is.
Yeah. You know, they really went back to their roots on it. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Interesting.
Kudos to those boys. I wasn't expecting to ever hear stuff like their first album again. And we got it. And I'm very excited about that.
Absolutely. All right.
Oh yeah, there's a deluxe album from The Used too. They released Heartwork Deluxe.
Yeah.
I didn't even listen to that.
I haven't had a chance to check it out because it's like 27 freaking songs.
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed by everything else. Like, just call this another album. Call it Heartwork 2, Electric Boogaloo. Don't release a deluxe.
It is really strange. It's kind of a strange move. Like, I guess the band is pretty confident that they have the goods moving forward and they don't need to, you know, use any of these songs on the next album.
Maybe they're changing direction completely and just like, hey, we need to get rid of these songs and cut clean, or they're gonna influence the other work we do.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Guess it's better to put them out for their fans and have them generate some money on Spotify than just having them sit on a fucking hard drive somewhere. But I saw that and I was like, I can't believe it. But man, if you're a fan of The Used, you must be fucking died and gone to heaven. Cause that's,
oh yeah, great day for you.
That's incredible. You don't even expect it. And here you go. Here's like another full length record worth of songs. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
All right. You ready to get into that new stuff that's coming on Friday?
The new noise. Mike, give it to me. We've got a top. How many?
Nine.
Top nine. Baby. Okay. Top nine, baby. All right. Well, I know a couple of them must be in here. I'm sure you'll have some surprises. Let's start this week. the countdown with number 9.
All right, number 9, coming out of Woking in the UK, we've got the new album Conquering by Employed to Serve. Now, Employed to Serve, kind of a newer metalcore band, at least to me. These guys are super good. They are kind of embracing that chaotic style of metalcore that a lot of bands like Frontier and The Armed have been doing recently. Frontwoman. And these guys are just absolutely killing it. They know how to do something that I really like. Frontier is absolutely crazy and just insane constantly. But these guys have been able to take that craziness and tone it down just in the right amount that it works when they can actually bring in a chorus and do some really catchy stuff.
Yeah.
And I am really excited for this record because I think that it's kind of going to be a nice bridge between like that MySpace metalcore that I absolutely love. That's just like, hey, we're going to be buck wild and sound just like Noise. And that like modern metalcore that's really clean and radio friendly.
Well, yeah, I think this band is really unique. I think to mm-hmm. call them metalcore sort of doesn't paint a whole picture of
doesn't
what
do
they
justice,
do
no.
because they have a lot of really just different sounds. Like the mm-hmm. singing, when they do clean singing, it's very, the melodies are very different and interesting. They aren't like typical mm-hmm. sort of metalcore melodies. And the vocals are like super chaotic. Like obviously she has a bit of a higher voice. So it, almost like, yep. almost like Knocked Loose kind of at times, mm-hmm. like really abrasive. And the music is heavy.
Yeah, it's definitely very rough.
The music is heavy, but also like heavy in a different way. I don't know how to describe it, but they're,
It's a very melodic heavy, but it's still got like they somehow managed to like rein in the craziness where you can like nod your head to the main beat if you're not paying attention, and then there's just this like overlying like wildness yeah. to it too that you can just go frantic to if you want. It's
They are a very different band. It's funny, like I've been into this band since their last album because I was in the UK mm-hmm. and somebody just handed me the vinyl. Like, it's not something that awesome. Happens every day. Someone's like, here, do you want this? I'm like, and it didn't say the name or anything on it. It doesn't say mm-hmm. the band name. And I was like, what? I had to like, look at the spine. And I was like, Employed to Serve. That's a kind of a weird name, but
it's kind of a cool band name too. I really like it.
I brought it all the way back home with me. I put it under my mattress in the bus. That's a good trick, to keep it nice.
Yeah.
I put it in my suitcase without squishing it and listen to it when I got home. And I really like that record and I am really excited for this one. All right. That
awesome,
was,
me too.
Oh, I didn't even put up the screen. There we go. Employed to Serve at number 9. Boom.
Boom.
And number 8.
All right. Number 8 coming in from Waipu, New Zealand. We've got, and I didn't know these guys were from New Zealand, so this is really cool. We've got kind of up and coming, keeping the spirit of thrash alive, Alien Weaponry with their new album Tangaroa. This is their sophomore release. I'm very excited for these because I think that these guys are really embracing that kind of like old school groovy thrash sound. I'm not going to say like early Metallica and Slayer and stuff like that, where it's like, yeah, we're just going to play fast and distortion pedals are cool. Like, it's that like early 90s kind of Pantera almost, where it's got that groove to it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I
love these
guys. I
actually
hadn't heard this band before. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, they're pretty weird. and like, it's taken a bit of a, I don't know. It's taken me some time to kind of understand mm-hmm. what is going on. I didn't really hear Pantera. I definitely hear some kind of old school ideas.
Really?
And vocally, they're quite a bit different.
Maybe less Pantera, more like Sepultura, Soulfly.
Yeah, I
like
could see
that kind of vein of old school metal.
Obviously, Sepultura did lots of super strange instrumentation and vocals and stuff. But mm-hmm. No, this is a really unique band on our top 9, and I'm happy they're here. I need to listen to this band more to kind of mm-hmm. get it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely don't really follow any semblance of song structure. They put out 2 singles for this record. They're, Tangaroa, the title track, and Buried Underground Buried Underground is probably my favorite track out of the two. So if you're looking to get kind of like a intro, I suggest that track. But these guys are really good at writing riffs that mm-hmm. are quite catchy. That riff to Buried Alive has literally been stuck in my head since it came out like a month and a half ago. Also, really weird move. Two singles, like very far out from the album, and just like silence up until this.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't know. These guys are great, I think. Definitely, like you said, kind of a weirder pick, but I'm really excited for this record as well. I think it's going to be fun for all the metalheads out there.
All right, moving on to number seven.
Number seven. Kind of a classic band. One that I am known not to enjoy very much, but I would be disrespecting them if I did not put them on this list because they did write a song called Artist in the Ambulance that I absolutely love.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But coming out with their new album, Horizons East, we've got Thrice. And they have said that they have an album on the way called Horizons West as well.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love Thrice. I think they're an incredible band. And what I think I like and respect most about Thrice is Mike, mm-hmm. with all due respect, they don't give a fuck what you think. And
I
love that about the band. And they, you know, they did their early, you know, their early stuff, which everybody still raves about and, you know, played Deadbolt mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And, you know, Illusion of Safety and obviously Artist in the Ambulance being just a seminal post-hardcore record.
Like that has to be one of the top five post-hardcore songs of all time.
Oh, and that whole album, dude, is so like, good. There's so many bangers on that album. But we're talking about, this record came out 18 years ago, okay? So obviously, mm-hmm. like the band has grown, they've evolved, they've changed, and they've continued to do, you know, pretty much whatever they've wanted, you know, over their records, and this has probably got to be like getting up there to not 10 records, but probably 7 or 8 albums. And, you know, quite honestly, I think there's always going to be something on every Thrice record that is going to make me say, wow, because there's always so much originality and like something in there that's just incredible. And of the, is it 2-3 singles they've released now?
This is their 12th album.
Really? There must be a bunch of weird live albums or EPs or something in there.
No, I didn't count the live albums.
I know they did some EPs with,
I didn't count the EPs either.
Okay. That's.
Yeah. Their first album was in 2001.
Identity Crisis. Yep. So. Yeah. Anyway, the band is awesome. I love these three singles. Do they sound like the Artist in the Ambulance? No, they don't. But that doesn't mean they aren't still an incredible band. So,
yep. And I will say, like, I have been known not to enjoy Thrice. Listening to these singles, these are probably my favorite set of work from Thrice so far. I don't know what it is about the band, but it's just never been able to super catch me except for a couple songs, right? But I think that these three singles are actually shaping up for what could be a really good album that I'm hoping comes out and pleasantly surprises me because I want to like this band. A lot of people love this band and I think these songs are pretty good. So I'm excited for this record.
Okay. I love it. Number six.
Number six. Coming in with an EP. We've got our boys from Chicago. You might even call them our real friends. They've got their new EP Torn in Two coming out.
Yeah, Real Friends. Obviously, for people that aren't aware, the band has been gone for quite some time. Departure of mm-hmm. their ex-singer and friend of the show, Dan Lampton. I thought they would never come back. I thought that was going to be the end of the band.
Same.
Which was honestly okay because I loved the work they did. And here they are. Mm-hmm. Maybe they could have changed their name. But I feel like these songs are still in the same mindset and vein of the old Real Friends songs. They might be better. Yep. I wish this was a full-length record because like these songs are too. So good. This EP is going to be incredible.
I think replacing such an iconic singer as Dan and then only coming out with an EP is kind of a weak move. I think you have to put a full album of solid material out to kind of put the fans at ease.
Right.
This album's definitely going to, or this EP is definitely going to help that. But I still want to hear a full record because Real Friends, I don't think they've ever missed on a single song. They're some of my favorite sad boy pop punk. So I am really excited to hear this EP. The three singles out of like, I think five or six songs that we've heard are really solid. And yeah, I'm in the same boat. Give me the full length.
Yeah. But this could be, I mean, this could be like EP of the year, honestly, like so far it's like that good.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a number six. If this is a full length, this could be top three.
So I think it's kind of cool that the EP is called Torn in Two because overall it's quote unquote a 10 song thing. I think, yeah, 10 songs, but it's five recordings and then five like reimagined recordings of the same songs. So they're like acoustic or whatever they do with them, right? Which is kind of neat.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, I always think it's funny when that stuff comes out on the same day. Like it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that seems strange to me. I guess just because I come from a time when bands would release like a deluxe record repackaged with new shit and whatever. And then there would be those tracks and you'd be like, oh, I know this one. This is cool. But like hearing it for the first time and then like 12 minutes later,
yeah, hearing the acoustic version
exactly,
right
like 12 minutes later, it's like, oh, okay, cool. Which do I like better? I don't know. I'm still processing the song.
The first, like the song.
So
as
I always think that's interesting, but sure. Hey, more material. Why not?
Yeah, we'll take it.
All right. Real Friends, that number six. On to number five.
Yeah, getting into our actual top five here. I know that we've talked about this band quite a bit, be it within the context of them having new music and without them having new music. But coming out of Liverpool in the UK, we've got the new album Torn Arteries from death metal titans Carcass.
Yeah, I mean, some of the originators, right? I mean, they've been a band for what? At least 35 years, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, released one of the most iconic metal albums ever in Heartwork. I think even if you're not a fan of like death metal and you've never listened to the album Heartwork, you're doing yourself a disservice because it's so well done. These guys are just great. I expect another solid, amazing death metal release, and that's what I'm going to get. I don't know what else to say besides that, right?
The first album came out in 1988. So we are talking about a band that's been at it for a very long time. It doesn't have like a ton of material because I think they went away for a long time.
They took a really long hiatus. I think this is only like the fourth or fifth album.
But a band that, yeah, I always liked that Carcass, they were one of the first bands in death metal to have a little bit of humor. For example, the album Wake Up and Smell the Carcass, really funny. And I think they have a new song called Kelly's Meat Emporium. So like there's a little bit of, you know, ridiculousness, which I like.
So the album is called Torn Arteries. And what I think is really cool is if you look at the artwork, it's a heart. But if you look closely at the heart, it's made out of different parts from different vegetables, which is kind of
really weird.
But then you go to pre-order the album and there is a deluxe version where you can get the record and a plate and utensil set. So you can actually eat off of plates with the album artwork on it. And like the utensils, like they're like the kind of cheesy, like they've got the white plastic going on them, but they've got like the heart on the album or the album artwork on the like utensil and stuff like that. Super wild. I think it's on brand though. Like they were also one of the first like kind of death metal bands to bring a little bit of a grind element into their music too.
Oh, sure.
Which I think is
so
pretty
I had
cool.
This, I had this CD that I got with a magazine. This is like, fuck, I was like 10. So it was like early 90s.
Yeah.
And it was so like incredibly cool that a CD came with a magazine at this point. I was like, wow, like this was like the first CD sampler like I'd ever heard of. And it was some imported, you know, magazine from like the UK or something. And I like lost the sleeve or couldn't find the sleeve. And I had just like 20 different, you know, extreme metal songs on this. And I never knew who any of the bands were. There's no fucking Shazam in 1991 or whatever. But my favorite song, I ended up finding out what it was, and it was Carcass. So I've been a fan of them for a very long time.
Oh, yeah. Such great guys. I'm stoked for this record. Like, I'm mad that I have to put so many good albums so far down the list today.
It is what it is. This is going to be fall of 2021 for music. It's absolutely, pardon my French, it's absolutely fucked. Okay. All right. Number four.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number four, we've got a deathcore band from Port Elizabeth, South Africa, Vulvodynia, with their new album, Prinotius Infinity. I don't know how to pronounce the album name.
Can't pronounce the band name. They're from freaking Africa. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
These guys are sick. Their album art is sick. They're doing this like weird thing where they've got like a character on all their albums, right? So do Aborted. Right. So do like
fucking Iron Maiden.
A bunch of other bands too. Iron Maiden in the deathcore scene. And like a bunch of these deathcore bands that have these like mascots have been like goofing around lately and like photoshopping their mascot into other bands' album artwork. And they're like, oh no, get out of there. Like, you got to come back to our album release in September and stuff like that. I think it's so funny. Like, these guys are great though. They definitely have a sense of humor, but the music is still just extremely heavy. I know I brought up right when the first single for this record came out, The Shadowy Descent of Gaia. There's just an insanely catchy riff on that track that I absolutely love. These guys are also doing something really cool with the singles that we got. There's, what is it called? Banquet of Enigmatic Horrors. They have part one and part two. They're released in both the singles. And it's actually something that I don't see on like part one and part two tracks very often, where they actually did like borrow and kind of intermix riffs between the two tracks, which I think is super sick to have callbacks and things like that. I think these guys are making deathcore, but they're really smart about it. Songs are great and probably going to be one of my favorite.
Yeah, so I've never heard of this band before, and I like kind of blown away. Like, this is really good, and I'm sort of surprised I haven't heard of them since they've been at it since 2014. But they do only have 57,000 Spotify monthly listeners, so safe to say they are a little under the radar. So check them out, and if you like them, you got a lot of material to listen to as well. And it's a really, really cool band. Vulvodynia.
But yeah, I would say like, since they are kind of smaller, if you're looking for similar bands like them, I would say like Hollow Prophet and Angel Maker, probably your closest thing. Just super solid. I love these guys.
Number three.
I was trying to decide out of these top three, which one was going to go where. These are all number one records in my heart, and I couldn't really decide. So I've just decided that I have three wolves fighting within me. One of them wants electronic and hip hop inspired sad boy metalcore. One of them wants super catchy ass beating genty metalcore. And one of them wants super noodly pushed hardcore riffs with beautiful vocals over top of them. So we're just going to talk about all three of these, right?
Number three.
Number three. The Architect by Idola, coming out of Salt Lake City.
Great band.
I don't know what we need to say. On top of these guys are just incredible. I think this is going to be my favorite post-hardcore release.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously for people that aren't familiar, Idola is fronted by Andrew Wells, who like the backup jack of all trades musician for Dance Gavin Dance. So he goes... He goes on tour with them. He has to play.
He plays second lead and
He plays all vocals. The crazy Will Swan guitar parts while harmonizing with Tillian. So he's doing double duty on crazy lead guitar and crazy vocals. So you know this guy has a whole whack of skills. And Idola is just, they're beautiful. The music is beautiful and it's really well put together.
Did you get a chance to listen to the single with John Mess on it too?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so good.
I love John Mess.
this band is just amazing. I mean, the album art is just beautiful too. Like, I saw that album art and they posted about the artist who did the mask, and I almost dropped like $500 buying the exact mask, like a copy, obviously, of the album art from the artist, because I was like, that is just too cool. And I kind of still want to do it depending on how good this album is and just put it up as like a wall art piece.
Absolutely. And yeah, and this is a band that's also, you know, got a fair amount of material under their belt. So go.
Mm-hmm. The third album, right?
So go pick up, I think it's their fourth album actually, technically. So go pick up the new record and enjoy that. And then go back and listen to some of the other awesome jams they have too. Great band. I love Idola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely phenomenal. Number two, coming out of Vancouver Island, Canada, we've got Eternal Blue by Spirit Box. This band is incredible.
Now, I'm surprised this is not the number one record, not just because everything they do is fire, but because the amount of hype behind this band since basically the start of the pandemic has been through the roof.
Insane.
And this could be the most anticipated album of the year so far, if we're talking about heavy releases. So it's not number one, but hey, number two is not bad. And I love everything they've done pretty much ever. So this is exciting.
Yep. And like I said, three number ones this week, really. This Spirit Box record, I'm so, so pumped for it. The riffs that are on this are going to be absolutely insane. I love their influences from Gent all the way into kind of some old school metalcore and the kind of general just approachability of Spirit Box too. They are heavy, but they are emotional. They've got all these kind of things going on. And I really love this band and I'm really excited for this record.
No, totally. And, there's been quite a few singles released. I think five.
Yeah, five out of the 10 songs.
Okay. And that's okay. I was starting to get a little worried at one point because I felt like the singles were coming.
They kept coming.
Yeah, like kind of early. Yeah, like kind of early on too. And I was like, uh-oh. At this rate, are we going to get like seven out of 10 songs? But we only got five. So
yeah, we're looking at an AFI situation here.
So I'm excited to dive into this record on Friday. It's probably going to be the first thing I listen to. Because even though, you know, we know five of the songs, I think once we know the context with the rest of it, I think it's going to be, it's going to be very, very, very special.
Yeah. I see some people in the chat talking about Don Broco. Don Broco got delayed to October. I'm very sad or else, yes, it would be number one.
Okay. So we're ready for the big reveal, but first, we're going to take a quick break. And we're back.
We are back.
We are getting Doug back. Brought to you by Rockabilia. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Killing it.
You ready for this number one?
Yes, I believe I am. Mike.
All right.
Can we do a recap? Of all of these these records before we get to the number one, because man, there are some good bands on this. We have number nine, we have Employed to Serve.
New album Conquering.
From the UK. Number eight from, is it New Zealand?
Yeah, New Zealand, Waipu.
Why? Because if you didn't, you'd die?
Yeah. Well, that's the city they're from, I guess. Or maybe the region. I don't know how New Zealand works. But it's Alien Weaponry with their new album, Tangaroa.
And number seven?
We got Thrice with Horizons East.
Number six?
Real Friends with their EP Torn in Two.
Number five?
Number five, we've got Carcass with Torn Arteries.
Number four?
Vulvodynia with Praenuntis Infinity. I still don't know. It's Praenuntis. Praenuntis? That sounds good. Praenuntis Infinity.
Number three?
Idola with The Architect.
Number two?
Spirit Box with Eternal Blue.
And the number one album of the week, I'm ready for it, is
number one album of the week. I chose this for number one because I think that based on the singles and the absolute talent and what the band, like kind of the trajectory the band has been on lately, I think that they have the highest ceiling out of any of the bands releasing music today. And I think that they saved all of the crazy bullshit for this record. It's the new record, Swan Songs by The Plot and You.
I love this band. I think this is going to be the record, man. Puts them over the top. They're already,
I think it's going to get real weird.
They're already super hyped up. Cause everything they've done has been incredible, but yeah, I might agree with you. things could get weird. There's some weird moments on this, on some of the singles that have been released so far.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. Landon Tours is, in my opinion, one of the top five songwriters in our entire scene, maybe even in the music industry as a whole. I think he is just absolutely incredible. And listening kind of this week to their last record, Dispose Again, just reminded me of that. I think that they have a, like, I think Spirit Box is going to be great. Don't get me wrong. And like all these songs are going to be great standalone singles by themselves. I think Plot and You is an album band. And when you put these three singles with the other songs on this record, it is just going to blow people away with the overall message, the kind of interlacing metaphors that Landon likes to do between songs thematically, emotionally. I think it's just going to be a work of art.
100%. And catch them on tour with Silverstein this fall.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize that. Totally not promotion or anything. I literally think Plot.
Yeah, this was not like I didn't pay Mike to put them number one or over Spirit Box. That didn't happen.
No.
Cross my heart and hope to die. This band is that good. And if you're not listening to the Plot and You, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I literally think that they are kind of like how we talked about Turnover or Turnstile.
Yes, Turnstile.
With their last album, Glow On. Kind of changing punk music. I think the Plot and You is seriously changing metalcore. Whereas, like, I don't know. I think that they're kind of front runners for what metalcore is turning into. And I am absolutely here for it. I love the weird, sad boy shit.
I agree, man. Let's go. That's the top nine records of the week. We just did a recap. We won't do another one. But again, check out the whole list on Mike's Instagram at Slappy Slam. That's it.
Boom. You ready to get into some honorable mentions?
I'm ready. You're clicking around there. All right. How many you got?
I got 27.
Oh my God. Okay. We got to go through them quick. We're already like clocking in at like 45 minutes here on this podcast. So
yeah. All right. So, first up, we've got two albums. One of them is by a band called The Dying Planet. They're super cool, progressive metal. I think these guys are great and you should go check them out.
Okay.
Next, I just don't know enough about this. I really want to put the new Emery album on the list, but I haven't heard any singles.
There's a new Emery album. How did that slip through the cracks?
Yeah, it's coming out. It's coming out tomorrow, not Friday. And I think there's like a whole live stream thing. It's kind of like a surprise, oh, cool. Right? And I just don't know anything about the album. It's very new news to me. So I just tossed it here, but go check that out.
Well, that's really cool. I really liked the last Emery album. Mm-hmm. I believe it just came out last year. Like,
Something like that.
Like, super good record. And the one before that was really good too. So yeah, I think they're a really, really good band. Obviously they're known a lot now for like podcasts and like stuff that they do, but don't let that like sway you from, they're like extremely talented. So sweet.
Yeah, still good material. Next up, we've got an EP from probably one of my favorite doom metal bands, Insomnium. These guys are kind of like black and doom. I don't know how to describe it. They're super cool though. It's dark, depressing, like slowy metal.
All right.
It's cool. Next up, we got all kinds of singles. First up, I'm going to talk about Hyro the Hero. Are you familiar with Hyro the Hero?
Hyro the Hero. No.
Kind of like hip hop with a little bit of metalcore influence. It's pretty cool. Cool thing about his new song though is it's featuring Corey Taylor, which I think is super cool.
Oh wow, that's a pretty big pull.
Yeah, we're just gonna go through the songs with features first. Okay. Let's do that. Next up, we're getting the second, or I think this is the fifth single actually from This Wild Life, from their new record. It's featuring the Happy Fits. I'm super excited for this. I love This Wild Life. They make me happy.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Next up, cool band called The Home Team. They're kind of like right in that easy core vein where they've got some stuff that's post-hardcore. They've got some stuff that's pop punk. What I'm really excited for is that it's featuring Yvette Young, really, really talented kind of progressive guitar player. I think she's phenomenal. Make sure you go check that out. Let's get into this. New Silent Planet song.
Ooh,
on Friday.
Another one.
We love that.
Great.
Yep.
I love the first single they released. Really excited to see kind of where this album's going.
Yep. I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be great. Next up, we got a new single from Dying Wish. Love to see it. Super excited for that record coming early next month. I think it's on the 1st of October. So look out for that. Next up, we've got a new single from Viljarta, my favorite super genty boys. Absolutely love it. If you can't find it, it's Vildhjarta. They're super cool.
Okay.
I love them. Next up, we got a new single from Wage War. It's pretty good. I'm here for this one.
Awesome.
It's called Teeth. They've been playing it live.
Who doesn't have a song called Teeth these days?
I don't know.
Okay.
Next up, we've got a new single from The Amity Affliction. I've heard it's really good. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet.
Me too. I've been getting text messages all day about how good it is. So,
yeah, I've heard it's great. So go check that out. A new single that is already out that I did get to check out. The new single from Every Time I Die. Pretty sick. Nope. Band can't miss.
Nope.
Go check that out. Speaking of bands that can miss, we're getting a new single on Friday from Attack Attack.
Well, yes, we'll will. See how that goes. It's been a weird road for them, but
we've been on a trip. Two bands with really similar names. Hurtless is putting out a new single. They're super good. As well as Loveless is putting out a new single. They're super good. They're both kind of pop punk, post hardcore, in that modern like revival of, I almost want to say like emo. Kind of where they're adding like new pop elements and some hip hop elements. It's really cool stuff. Make sure you go check out those bands. They're new and kind of starting to blow up right now. Same with another cool band called Telltale. They're putting out a new single. I'm really excited for that. Can't wait to hear it. Putting out the second B-side from an album that was on my top 10 last year. Nothing is dropping another single on Friday. Mm-hmm. Really excited for that. I love those guys. Next up, prog metal legends Unprocessed are dropping a new single on Friday. I'm very excited for that. Probably one of my favorite progressive metalcore bands. Progressive metal. Mm-hmm. There's no core in there. Bands lately. Super good. And speaking of real friends, we're getting a new Rationale single.
Nice.
Tomorrow. And they announced that their new album is coming out next Friday. So that just got a lot more difficult for me and Shane. Because next Friday is just stupid packed too. But I'm really excited for that. I love Rationale. I love Dan. I love all the guys in that band. It's just super solid stuff.
They're incredible. And if people are sleeping on Rationale, make sure you go check them out. We actually premiered one of their songs right here on New Noise. So that was pretty cool.
We did. Yeah. It was super cool. Speaking of bands that I'm also really excited for, new Can't Swim single.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. Those guys are so
talented.
They've
taken so many twists and turns. You know, I'll be excited to see what the next one's like.
Mm-hmm. I hope it sounds different than the first one. Not because I didn't like the first one, but because I know that this band is so talented in so many different facets and genres of music that I think that they could just put together a Buckwild crazy album where no song is the same genre or sound and it would work.
Yeah. Catch them on tour. With us.
Catch them on tour. Wow. A lot of bands touring with Silverstein on this show today.
Just two. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we covered both of them on the show today. So next up, bands that we have covered on this show before. We're getting a new single from Varsity. Very excited for this. These guys are super cool.
That's right. That's Varsity without any vowels.
Yep. Next up, we've got Andres putting out a new single from his album that's upcoming. I really love Andres. I think he is super cool how he's incorporating kind of almost Latin, Hispanic, singer-songwriter style music into post-hardcore. It is super catchy, and this man is so talented. Go check him out. Support him. I think he's on tour with Strawberry Girls and Adventure and a Marionette right now, too, which is all solid bands that I love in the post-hardcore scene.
Yeah.
Next up, we're getting a third single from Fox Era now that they have gotten Michael Swank from Michael Relocate as their new vocalist. Always excited to hear this. I love Mike Relocate and Michael Swank. So talented. Next up, there's a new song from Skillet, and they've announced an album for November. So super excited for that. Those guys have been on the show before. Super cool how they bring orchestral music into kind of rock alternative.
Yeah, man. John from Skillet is one of the nicest people I've ever had the pleasure of talking to. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. I haven't said it yet, the show. It's the year of deathcore, baby. Angel Maker coming in hot with two singles, and they've announced, well, they haven't announced, but the EP is coming out later this year. Super excited. I love these dudes. They're Canadian. They are super, super talented. They're all DIY. They have such an insane work ethic, and it really shows through their music. And I think that they are probably one of my favorite deathcore bands out there. Their last record, I think it was their, I don't remember if it's self-titled or not. I can't remember the name, but it's the one with the red, Black Skull. That album was really close to being in my top 10 last year. So good. Make sure you go check them out. And now we get into the real fun stuff, because we got two left. We got the third single from Sleep Token before the album next week.
Yep.
We are real close. I'm tentative if I listen to it or not.
Really? Well, only a week.
Based on like the lyrics and stuff they've been posting, it's going to be sad. Okay. So I might listen to it, might not.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready for that record.
I'm ready too.
I still haven't listened to it?
Nope. Wow, your willpower is much stronger than mine would be in that situation.
This week, I thought this week was going to be the week. But I like, again, it's not like a thing I want to throw in my car while I'm driving around. Like I need this record to be like, I don't know. And I haven't had that moment. So maybe I'll just wait.
You're coming up on the deadline where we're going to have to like review it on this show. And you're going to just have to force yourself to get into that.
It'll be like 4 years and I still haven't listened to the record.
And I'll be like, literally every time I see you, I'll be like, Shane, you listen to Sleep Token yet? And you'll be like, no, I'm too busy, man. And last but not least, the reason why I am wearing this beautiful shirt.
Is that just,
we are getting,
it just looks like there's grass on your shirt. Like I can't even read anything.
Yeah.
Unreadable band name.
We are getting a new single. The first from their second EP in the series of four EPs, Bring Me the Horizon, with their new single Die For You. Based on the teasers, this is going to be an absolute banger and probably my favorite song of the year. So, sorry, everybody else. The game changes on Thursday when Bring Me the Horizon starts releasing music for the year.
I cannot even tell that your shirt says Bring Me the Horizon. That's like, I honestly can't see it. It just looks like grass.
There's the B. There's the B. You see how it's B?
Okay. Yeah. I see
and
it now.
R.
I see Bring. I don't really see the rest of it. I see Bring.
On the back, it says God is a shithead. It's a super cool shirt.
Okay. Yeah. The band is...
They can't miss. They literally can't.
They're so good, man. They just keep getting better. They really just keep getting better. I love the last EP they call it an EP. It was pretty long. It was good.
Yeah.
Hella good. So...
Can't wait for it. I think the second part or second EP is going to be around November, just based on what I've heard in the rumor mill and just general timing compared to the last EP too. I know they're going to be trying to move faster with these new or more or third EPs. Yeah. The last three EPs, I think that's the right way to say it. I don't know, but I'm excited for this. I love Bring Me, probably one of my favorite bands. So,
yep. They are good.
And that's all we got.
That is our show. Thank you everyone for hanging in there for all 9 records and 27 honorable mentions. And thank you, Mike, for putting all of that together.
You're welcome. I try. Sorry it took so long, but there's a lot of new music.
And next week, we will be back. There's even more.
For even more.
And
it might be an even longer list, honestly. I'm
terrified.
But you
don't want to miss next week's episode, because there is... very, very big record coming out that you're going to want to hear Mike talk about.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. And that's our show. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.